Plutzer, Regina. Regina Plutzer was a Polish Jewess who was interned at the Auschwitz camp from August 1943 until January 1945. On the 11th of May 1945, hence not even 4 months after leaving Auschwitz, she signed an affidavit in preparation for the Bergen-Belsen show trial. She asserted in it, among other things, that she had been deployed in dismantling Crematoria II and or III. In that context, she claimed that Sonderkommando members told her how the gas chambers and cremation furnaces had worked, which means that she had only hearsay information. Victims were often tipped from a truck down a chute. However, there was no access for trucks to the entry having a chute, and the chute was not right at the door, so no truck could have tipped anyone down the chute. The gas chamber could hold about 1,000 persons, 4.8 per square meter. This is one of the very rare realistic assertions regarding the packing density of victims in the alleged gas chamber. She erroneously located the furnace room directly over morgue number 2, the alleged undressing room, although there were no structures above either of the morgues. She claimed that there were 15 separate furnaces, rather than the actual 5 furnaces with 3 muffles each. The corpses were allegedly loaded onto carts running on rails, and loaded from the carts into the furnaces. While that was the original design, it was installed only in Crematorium 2 for a short while, but then removed and replaced with simple stretchers. Birkenau's Sonderkommando members still alive in late 1944 would not have described the device as the method used to introduce corpses into the furnaces. But Plutzer may have seen the rails in the floor of Crematorium 2 and extrapolated from there. The furnaces were allegedly wood-fired, when indeed they were coke-fired. Poison powder was poured into the chamber through 10 small chimneys, while there were none at all, yet the orthodoxy insists on 4 of them per chamber. On Plutzer's instructions, a plan of Crematorium 2 was drawn, including the basement with the alleged undressing room and gas chamber. However, she aligned them side by side, separated by a wall, rather than in a rectangular fashion, connected by a hallway and vestibule. The rest of the plan is similarly invented, and in stark contradiction to the actual layout. Plutzer's enormous blunders can only be explained by assuming that either she was not a member of the demolition squad, received false information from Sonderkommando members, or simply signed a false deposition. For more details, see Matonio 2021, pages 357 to 361.